constitutional mechanism designed to restrict factionalism. The founders attempted to engineer a government capable of restraining factions. Separation of powers. By dividing authority among three branches, the founders prevented any single faction from dominating all power centers. Checks and balances. Each branch has the means to resist encroachment by another. This design prevents ambitious partisans from wielding unchecked power. Bicameralism. A two-chamber legislature slows down impulsive or faction-driven legislation. The House reflects the immediate passions of the people. The Senate dampens those passions through longer terms and broader responsibilities. Federalism. Dividing power between the national and state governments disperses factional influence geographically. The Extended Republic. Madison believed that a large, diverse nation would make it difficult for any faction to gain majority control. Independent judiciary. An impartial judiciary safeguards individual rights, even when factional majorities threaten them. These tools form a structural bulwark against factional oppression. Why the founders failed to prevent the rise of parties. Despite their efforts, political parties formed rapidly. The reasons include human nature. People naturally group by interests, regional identities, and ideological beliefs. Divergent visions. Hamilton and Jefferson disagreed sharply on federal power, financial policy, foreign relations, and constitutional interpretation. Their followers soon coalesced into organized parties. Free press. The Constitution's protection of the press allowed newspapers to become highly partisan, fueling ideological divides. Foreign policy divisions. The French Revolution and the European Wars sharply divided Americans into pro-British, Federalist, and pro-French, Democratic-Republican camps. Personal ambition. Leaders used party organizations to build power bases. Even Madison and Jefferson, who theoretically opposed factions, built a powerful party to oppose Hamilton. The Constitution itself makes parties useful. Because the Constitution separates powers, parties act as coordinating networks that unify branches of government. Thus, the rise of parties was structurally and psychologically inevitable. Long-term consequences of factionalism. The founders' predictions about factions proved chillingly accurate. Polarization. Political tribes now define identity, not merely ideology. Revenge politics. Each party uses power to punish the other, fulfilling Washington's warning of alternate domination. Decline of deliberation. Debate is increasingly replaced by outrage, propaganda, and strategic obstruction. Foreign manipulation. Foreign powers exploit partisan divisions through media, cyber influence, and strategic alliances. Public distrust. As parties fight for dominance, public trust in institutions deteriorates. The founders foresaw these dangers with remarkable clarity. Are factions purely negative? Madison's evolution. Although Madison feared factionalism, he later recognized that political parties could serve constructive purposes, organizing elections, disciplining political behavior, and offering coherent policy platforms. However, he still believed parties must remain limited, not totalizing. The founders' ideal was not a party-free system, but a faction-restrained system. They were dead wrong. The relevance of the founders' warnings for today. Modern American politics reflects many of the crises the founders predicted. Tribal polarization, media-driven outrage cycles, legislative paralysis, executive overreach, and judicial politicization. Washington's warning that faction leads to despotism seems increasingly relevant. His final caution rings across the centuries. A wise people will avoid the mischiefs which result from the spirit of party. The founders understood that the challenge of balancing liberty with unity is ongoing. Their writings serve not merely as historical artifacts, but as enduring counsel for sustaining republican government. Conclusion. The founders' hatred of political factions was grounded in historical wisdom, moral philosophy, and practical statesmanship. They recognize that factions are fueled by passion, ambition, and self-interest, forces that threaten republican virtue and stability. Although the rise of political parties proved unavoidable, their warnings remain profoundly relevant. The founders provide us with two enduring insights. Liberty dissolves when faction governs without restraint. Only a virtuous and united people can preserve self-government. Their words challenge every generation of Americans to rise above partisan passions and protect the fragile experiment entrusted to them in 1787. The Body of Christ is the only massive group founded on virtuous living and sacrifice for others. This is our time, and God has revealed His WMD, WePEG, 1787. All that is required is for all of us to spread godlycivics.com in glory to God.